I'm going to go back and read that. This special meeting concerns the final stream protection rule to receive advice from the Attorney General regarding a potential lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Interior and the Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement. This matter may be discussed in executive session. The legal authority for closing this meeting is the North Dakota Century Code, Chapter 4404, including NDCC 4404 19.1 and 19.2. The purpose of this executive session is for attorney consultation regarding the pending administrative litigation. We already passed the motion, so that means the executive session will be recorded, and all members of the commission are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or other final action by the commission must occur after it reconvenes in an open meeting, unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during the executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instructions to our attorney or negotiator. We will now ask the members of the public who are attending the work session to leave the room. We anticipate adjourning the executive session and reconvening the open portion of the work session at approximately 10:15. There are no members of the public in attendance. So the minutes will show that the executive session began at 9:35 and was attended by myself, Julie Fedorchak, my colleagues Randy Christman, Brian Kulk, our executive secretary Daryl Nitschke, Esther Jangula, Attorney General Wayne Stengem and his staff, our director of PUD, Dean Mose, Reclamation, Dean Mose, Jack Hsu, our attorney, and Jill Steinwand, our accountant. So, Esther, is Paul calling in?
We need to call him.
Okay, so we'll
say his name on the list.
And Paul Seabee will be joining the executive session by phone.